time I tried to connect them, that was, you know, I am a dollar in machines. You are great in machines because you work with that.
Yeah, well, but, you know, I had a power outage a little while ago, and it came on in 15 minutes.
Mamma mia, my God.
Yeah, yeah.
Look at this thing.
It was just a minor inconvenience.
Very important basic bulería. To learn the bulería really well, we need this thing here. Look. Here we have a new video. Now.
Okay, what do we have?
Let's first start with the rhythm. Put example one.
Okay, let me get this into position here. Is there the? Oh, here we go.
Okay, let's start by a reset point. Wait a moment, put pause. That thing is challenging because it's fast, but
it's very fast.
We will get there if first we understand this on the basic analysis we have. Here, let's play. Let's get what is the most common usage of bulería on accents. Have it's this is this here on beats. We will have it as this is here. Look, let me show you. Go down with the scroll. This is the most common usage. Beats 12, 3, 8, 7, 10. So,
7 and 10.
Yes. Put example 11.
11. 11 of that same video.
Exactly. The same video. And then we're going to do that with the hand claps.
Okay.
7, 8, 10, 12, 3, 7, 8, 10, 12, 3, 7, 8, 10, 12, 3, 7, 8, 10, 12, 3, 7, 8, 10, 12, 3, 7, 8, 10, 12, 3, 7, 8, 10, 12, 3, 7, 8, 10, 12, 3, 7, 8, 10, 12, 3, 7, 8, 10, 12, 3, 7, 8, 10, 12, 3, 7, 8, 10, 12, 3, 7, 8, 10, 12, 3, 7, 8, 10, 12, 3, 7, 8, 10, 12, 3, 7, 8, 10, 12, 3, 7, 8, 10, 12, 3, 7, 8, 10, 12, 3, 7, 8, 10, 12, 3, 7, 8, 10, 12, 3, 7, 8, 10, 12, 3, 7, 8, 10, 12, 3, 7, 8, 10, 12, 3, 7, 8, 10, 12, 3, 7, 8, 10, 12, 3, 7, 8 10, 12, 3. 7, 8, 10, 12, 3. 7, 8, 10, 12, 3. 7, 8, 10, 12, 3. 7, 8, 10, 12, 3. 7, 8, 10, 12, 3. 7, 8, 10, 12, 3. 7, 8, 10, 12, 3. 7, 8, 10, 12, 3. 7, 8, 10, 12, 3. 7, 8, 10, 12, 3. 7, 8, 10, 12, 3. 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 3, the second most common usage is example 10, and this has counting bits 12, 3, 6, 8, 10 now, which
12, 3, 6, 8, 10. That's the more common one, isn't it?
This is the one Boolean thing you can learn. Perdón?
That's the more common one, isn't it?
That's right.
12, 3, 6, 8, 10.
Actually, now that is the most common in Seguidilla, but in Boolean, the most common is the other one.
Oh, right.
This one is more for Soleá and also for Seguidilla, for the slower tempo thing. But here we're doing a very fast stuff, and that's good because it will give us training to get into the mood of the group. Look, put the example 10. Let's see how it is. You did well the other one at the beginning, what it was then you did well. So 1 minute is the example, a couple of minutes, that's it.
Okay.
So 12, 3, 6, 8, 10.
12,
3, 6, 8, 10, 12. 6, 8, 10, 12. That's right, but don't rush.
10, 12, 6, 8, 10, 12.
6, 12, 6, 12. No, you are playing the hands up there. 12. I wanted to say pass in 6 and 12 where I am bowling.
I'm sorry?
6. Good pause, one moment. I wanted to say 6 and 12 exactly when I am saying 6 and 12, not early, because then otherwise we are not noticing the thing.
Okay.
So let's start with the 12, Rosie. This is easier. Let's start with one note. Put the one that says just 12. Beat the example 3. Example 3. 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12.
12.
12.
12.
12.
12.
12.
12.
12. 12. 12. 12. Alright, what happened? 12. Okay. 12. Give me 1 second. 12.
So we're talking now, this is at this position.
We have E major like this, then F, but without bar, but without the bar, just like this.
Okay, so let me see.
F major with no bar. This segment, check it out. This is the order. The 12, 6, 12, 3, 6. That's why we have to know the counting first. Because now, when we will play the chords, unless we did the exercise we did before, then it will not be possible to nail it down. So we have 12 is this. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. So we just play three chords, 1, 2, 3, but in that order. Let's start to listen it a bit. Mira, vamos a hacer esto. Ponemos ejemplo 5, wait, that is the chords plus that. Just the chords I wanted. Caja plus chords, example 13, let's put. Example 13. 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 3, 4, 5, 6, Not E minor, E major.
It's what?
That's right. This is E major, and without finger one is E minor.
Well, which one do I use?
E major.
Okay.
No, but then read it there. Go down with the scroll and read what I sent you there. Otherwise, you will not catch the idea. The last thing on the scroll. Go down with the scroll. The last thing.
Oh, there's something more there. E, F, G, F, E. Yeah.
That's right. But in which order? Well, it
E,
says E,
F, G, F, E. Yeah.
Yeah. That's right. E goes below the 12.
Yeah.
F goes below the 6. Then like that. So we have to have the 12, 6, 12, 3, 6. This is a combination. It's called 3, 12, 3, 12, 3, 6. Now, put the example.
Okay,
13.
Now, again, the first two strings are open or are they closed?
No. Finger one is here on the first fret, first string. Finger When it's on the first fret, first string, please hold like that. Don't worry about the trebles, because here we are playing low four strings. We're playing, of course we can play all, but that comes later. We can play now either the fourth chord or just low four, as you prefer. It's the same. But the thing is that the chord has to fall on the proper beat, which is 12, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11. 12, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6.
Okay. All right, and we want to make the G this way rather than this way.
And no, it can't be either, but the thing is that it happens in...
Yeah, you're breaking up.
On the beat.
Okay.
You can play the G on that's the same.
Okay, can I do it like this?
You can play either one.
Okay,
I've
lost
one. Okay, I've lost... But it has to be played on the beat.
Okay. Can I play it like this?
Yes, of course. Yeah.
Okay.
That's
so the fingering doesn't matter. The fingering doesn't matter here.
No, it doesn't matter. No.
Okay.
Look, put example 13 again.
Okay. Doing it on 12-6, 12-3-6. Is that what I'm hearing?
It will help if you have a paper there with that written.
Yeah.
This we can try, because why? If you do it, it becomes very simple thing. Just write down the
last. Yeah, but I'm not so sure that's what I was hearing. 12-6, 12-3-6. And then back to 12 again. And that's E, F, G, F, E. The counting isn't very loud, so it's hard to hear, but it didn't sound... Okay, let me listen. Back it up a second.
Okay.
Here.
Third fret,
let's see, what example am I on? I've forgotten the example.
Now let's clean that thing there.
What example was I playing?
Exactly. That's what we have to first do. Look, here we have the chords two ways, counting and without the count. We did counting first on number 5. So we will do now, instead of 13, put the number 12, put the number 14. Example 14. 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12. And try to play the chords at the same time like me.
Ideas to have less flesh and more nail.
It gives more strength to the touch, as sided is just superficial, and it also gives more body to the sound. Yeah, and more nail. Nail depends on how, in fact, in flamenco we sound it this way. Means in the external part of the thumb less, and on the external part, but on the internal part of the thumb more, and less on the external part of the thumb. So that we can regulate with the angle how much nail we have to put. How do you have your thumb filed?
I mostly cut it rather than file it with clippers.
But there is one video for that I wanted to see it because I want to improve your sound of the thumb as well. It's this thing here. Thumb. Some of the theme as well. That will be interesting because then we have very nice things to do. And I will give you right away the tabs for that next thing we will do.
Okay, so my homework, what for my homework assignment, we covered a lot of different examples, but which ones should I do?
Just you practice just with that video from the example 1 to the 10, in that in from the 1 to 22, in that order, because it's designed to do that.
Okay.
Don't worry with that one, because first I start explaining you one way, but now I see how you understood the point of the accent you are marking, which I indicated in all that thing, and then go progressively from one up to the next step. That's a proper way to practice it. But to explain it, you sometimes have to start from other point, because okay. Now we never play with hand claps at that speed to begin with.
And okay, then that's so why I do it from one. From example train. One, from example one to where? To example.
For example one, you have to be able to count there, and then on example two, you count. That's okay. What it says there in example two.
Yeah, but what? So you said from example one through example 10.
To example 22.
In the order
which is that order there.
Okay.
But you can also start by the third example and go 3, 4, 5. That's the same, Bruce. That's no problem. The thing is, if you practice, say you practice 5 minutes this thing, you put that, put example one, and then try to listen it. Then we go to the points of 12 points. Example 3 is a good point to start. It's actually, look, write it down. Start with example 3.
Number three.
And then from there, just go on.
Okay.
Un abrazo, Bruce.
All right. In 2 weeks. Thank you very much, Ruben.
Thank you, my dear.
Bye.
Thank you.